Shannon Afina Bristow is a NZ International Nurses Organisation student, and student nurses are struggling as they are looking for work experience or placements. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Shannon. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Morena, Shannon. So tell us about your journey for a moment, please, Shannon. What, you know, with all the negative press about long hours, underpaid, overworked, etc., you know, I take my hat off to those who still want to be nurses and working in our health workforce. Why did you choose to do so, Shannon?
I suppose, like so many people, I've experienced quite significant loss in my life. So it's loss that changes you. So you see too many of our whānau ending up in hospital and it's just too late and they're passing away. So like many others, I want to make a difference. I want to help our whānau. Ultimately educate our whānau around health so that they're not ending up in that predicament, really. Which is my why into nursing.
Yeah, is the perception we have of nursing a little skewed? Because we take it, well, for me it was Dr. Kildare, but I won't go that far. you know, that nursing is more a profession than we realise. Some might think of people on the ward administering medications, etc., assisting patients. And while that might be the core of it, are there other areas of professional development that should be encouraging for people to become nurses? What sort of areas have you chosen to specialise in, Shannon?
At the moment, my specialty is still growing. As a student, I've had an idea and a goal in mind. And as I continue my studies, it definitely develops as I learn more about the profession and learn how wide your skill set can be in different areas that you can branch off into. But I think at the end of the day, you ask any patient that's been into hospital and who did they feel the most amount of care from, and most of the time it'll always be the nurses. I've not heard anyone say anything other than a nurse, so nurses are the ones that are there. They're the ones that are looking after you, so yeah.
Very much the front line. Where are you doing your study, Shannon?
I'm studying in Whakatāne.
Tēnā koe. Well, what are some of the problems that nursing students face to complete studies?
So we've just recently done a student survey. So as the co-chair of the National Student Unit, representing just under 4,000 members, we put out a survey this year to see what was the biggest issues. And one of the most significant issues that we found come back in that survey is the financial burden that students go through to actually continue through their studies. And I understand that, you know, it's definitely felt across the board, but it's definitely more predominantly within our Māori and our Pākehā whānau, our Māori and our Pacifica whānau. And this is ultimately because a lot of those whānau go into study later on in their life after they've had children or after they've had another career. And we have to look at the fact that the cost of living has gone up so significantly, the cost of petrol, the cost of food, rent, power, cost of living has just increased so significantly. So that is one of the biggest hurdles for students to kind of get across as they complete their degree.
And now we've got an issue with placements. Can you talk with us about how problematic that can be at times?
So on placement, as a student nurse, you're doing up to a 40-hour week as it is caring for patients in the hospital or in the community. So then the expectation is that you need to continue working after that to continue paying your bills. However, after that 8.5 or 8 hour shift that you've just completed on placement, then you're going to go and complete another 8, 8.5 hour shift at work. So you're looking at doing up to a 16, 17 hour day just to go back and care for patients the next day. Now you want to be at the top of your game when you're going into care for these patients. You've got people's lives in your hands every day. So when you're on placement, you really want to be focusing on your placement, making sure that your paperwork's up to date, making sure that you're patient focused 24/7. You always want to be on top of your game. You need to sleep, you need to rebalance, get your paperwork done and then back to work again. So it is quite difficult to do those hours, and sometimes in certain areas of work you don't actually, you're not allowed to complete hours outside of your placement hours. So just because of the dangers of burnout.
So what do you think needs to happen to Tautoko, our nurses, to help them qualify to get into the workforce? What positive moves would you like to see occur, Shannon?
Ultimately, as the National Student Unit, we would like to be working towards making a strategy alongside Kerry Nuku and Paul Galter, the CE and Kaiwhaka Haere of NZNO, and ultimately is to provide financial support to Tauira while they complete their studies to become registered nurses.
Tēnā koe, but how far down the track are you with your studies?
I have just completed my second year of nursing, of student nursing, so I've got 1 year to go.
Good on you. I speak regularly with Kitty, and, you know, nursing shouldn't necessarily be a political position, but in our conversations it has become just that. And nurses have been compromised, pushed against the wall, really. I touched on the perception that, you know, it's grueling work and relatively lowly paid considering the role that nurses play in our overall health workforce. So you're always needing to fight for your rights. And by virtue of our conversation this morning, I suspect you're well entrenched with what is going on with the NZNO, the mahi they do. Is that a side of this work that you perhaps didn't anticipate when you signed up for it, this political nature of it, the unionised approaches and the, you know, struggle to get what you deserve in your wallet each week?
I think it's something that I've found extremely passionate towards. When I entered this degree, I thought that I would definitely be focusing on nursing, but I've grown to love this side of it as well, and being a part of an amazing cohort of people that fight for the rights of the of our whānau and our students and our nurses.
What do you make of those negotiators for the nursing sector and the way that they have had to sort of stand their ground with the funders of the sector over the years? How do you read their efforts?
I think that they've done an amazing job, and it's up to us as the ones coming through that we need to continue their fight so that it's not just pointless, really. They've fought for what they are worth. They're continuing to fight, and as I said, that's us. That are students at this moment that need to continue that as we enter the workforce.
It's been good talking with you, Shannon. All the best with the rest of your studies, and obviously I respect the role of those who represent our nursing sector and the way that they stand up for their rights, and it's inspiring. Thanks for sharing some time with our people today, Shannon.
Not a problem at all. Have a great day.
And you too. Shannon Afina-Bristow.